Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. After President Bush spoke last night at the official opening of the Republican convention, and after former Senator Fred Thompson took to the podium, another familiar voice stepped up, a former Democratic vice presidential nominee.
You may be thinking of voting for John McCain, but you're not sure yet. Some of you may never have voted for a Republican before. And frankly, in an ordinary election, you probably never would. But I want you to believe with me that this is no ordinary election.
Yes!
And it's no ordinary election because these are not ordinary times. And trust me, John McCain is no ordinary candidate.
No ordinary campaign. This year in 2008, Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, has made it to prime time on the Republican marquee. He's been through a lot the last 8 years. After losing a Democratic primary in his state, he switched parties, becoming an independent, though technically an independent Democrat. Still, though, today he's backing the Republican McCain-Palin ticket for president. And if politics are usually a straight line, Lieberman's path's been a curved one since the 2000 Democratic nomination and convention in Los Angeles, when he talked about the not-so-beloved Republicans then who were convening in Philadelphia.
Our opponents are decent, and they are likable men. I'm proud to call many in their party my friends, but America must understand there are very real differences between us in this election. 2 weeks ago, our Republican friends actually try to walk and talk a lot like us. Did you notice? Yeah. But let's be honest about this. We may be near Hollywood tonight, but not since Tom Hanks won an Oscar has there been that much acting in Philadelphia.
Times have changed, but even back then in 2000, among those Republican friends Lieberman referred to, he wished John McCain well, as McCain in 2000 was battling skin cancer.
As my dear friend John McCain might say, and let me say, great man John McCain, you are in our prayers here in this hall tonight. You're a great fighter. And you're going to win the fight you're waging now. As John McCain might say, let me do a little straight talking right now.
Today, that friendship has blossomed beyond borrowing words. Today, it means political support, perhaps not just about politics, but friendship too.
So tonight, I want to ask you whether you are an independent, a Reagan Democrat, a Clinton Democrat, or just a plain old Democrat. This year, when you vote for president, vote for the person you believe is best for our country, not for the party you happen to belong to.
That's former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman coaxing, hoping to coax some of his former Democrats to take another look at McCain. Even better yet, coax some of his fellow independents to give McCain a chance.